brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is the 29th day of June 2009 on this Monday edition. We're going to be live here today for the next 4 hours. We have several very important and informative guests coming up later in this broadcast that I will go over a little bit later in the next segment. I wanted yesterday to really break down the absolute, complete, and total takeover of the United States and the breaking of the back of the Republic, the fall of the Republic, and the amnesty bill they're going to ram through, the global warming bill, global taxation they're ramming through, the gun bans they're ramming through, the total federalization of all water supplies under the Clean Water Restoration Act, the banking takeover, the Federal Reserve to be given power over anything that affects any financial dealings or actions from, as even Fox News has reported, anything from a restaurant to a car dealership, from a hospital to a golf course will be under their control with no oversight. See, the Fed's already allowed to steal whatever money they want and not be audited. Bloomberg reports $14.8 trillion in the last 8 months since the bailout. Really the banking takeover, but they didn't get full dictatorial power over everything. So we have that going on as well. But the counterstrike against the global crime syndicate is continuing with H.R. 1207, now over 245 sponsors. And it gets up to 290, they're going to have a big problem shooting it down. And then even if they defeat it in the Senate, the public's going to ask, why can't we audit the Fed? I get audited. No agency's above the law. Well, they're a private corporation that has a treaty. That's basically what the 1913 Federal Reserve Act is, a treaty with the Congress that they ratified. But Congress can unratify that treaty with the Bank of England, with the House of Rothschild. And we are going to do it. We are going to defeat the New World Order. And we are going to defeat their new system of global slavery. Speaking of the Rothschilds, the Financial Times of London is supposedly breaking something that's in every major work of the last 200 years on the transatlantic slave trade, kicking off big time in the 1600s, was going on before that, with some of the biggest families in Portugal, Spain, England, the Dutch as well, and the Rothschilds, of course, as every other major British family are knee-deep in it, but they are also pushing, as we've had the heir of the Rothschild fortune here on, pushing the global carbon tax that will be paid to the New World Order system. So that is coming up today. In fact, Pat Buchanan on MSNBC with Mika Brzezinski brought up how this is really a tax to world government, and then she kind of poo-poos it. Hey, lady, the Club of Rome, the CFR, the Financial Times of London, Newsweek, Time Magazine are all bragging this is a world government and a tax paid to the world government. So please continue to deny this is going on, because everyone then knows that you are engaged in deception. Everybody knows exactly who you are when you continue to deny the obvious. It only destroys your credibility faster. And so I'm glad you're doing that. I'm glad. Continue to spin. Continue to attack those of us that tell the truth. Continue to discredit yourself, because we're on the side of right. As the founder of the Texas Rangers said, a man who's in the right and keeps on a-coming can't be stopped. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back, give you a rundown of all the big news we're going to cover today. But this is it. This is the jump point. This is when the establishment is fully gutting the Republic and bringing in an official tyranny under NORTHCOM and the Pentagon. Complete dictatorship.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere to alert them to the growing tyranny that is descending like an iron curtain over every nation of the planet, directed by the upper echelons of the corporatocracy known as the New World Order. Coming up in the second hour, Emily Ample and Val Swain. These ladies are part of an organization that simply goes out to protest and videotapes the police. This is similar to another group that caught the police at the G20 meeting beating the man delivering newspapers to death and then saying he died of a heart attack. And they've just said on record nothing's going to happen to the cops. Kind of like that cop that the woman won't serve him any more alcohol because he's too drunk, so he climbs over the bar and beats her half to death. The judge said, hey, you don't get any trouble. How about a 2 years probation? You're allowed to knock a woman's teeth out and beat her for 10 minutes, stomping on her head, basically. Just absolutely amazing. But the issue is the police come over and systematically choke this woman who's very polite, doesn't get in their godlike way, and they just come over like it's the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany or Maoist China, and they just start choking her with pleasure. Kind of like that squad car video of the state police officer driving about 90 miles an hour down windy country roads in Oklahoma. There is an ambulance. He drives up on it 90 miles an hour, The ambulance instantly gets over. Instantly. The cop savagely pulls him over, begins assaulting him, saying they didn't pull over quick enough, just in an insane road rage. And the state police said, we're going to charge the EMT, until there was national outcry and they backed off. But the point is, this is the cult of power, the priest of power, always pressing on the nerve of power. For power's sake, the raw exercise, the pimp game, training you to completely and totally accept being slapped around, having your spirit broken, being cowed until you capitulate to anything and everything, until you're a completely broken servant of the New World Order. Well, not me. You're not pimping me and my family, New World Order. We're going to bring you scum to justice. Then we got Wayne Madsen popping in because I remember him day one. We actually sent news cameras up there last a week and a half ago to interview him for the upcoming second film I'm working on. I'll soon announce the name of it, dealing with Barack Obama and his treacherous lying, his congenital lying, and his kleptocracy of government that's stealing all our liberties and freedoms and looting the treasury. But Wayne Madsen, we were up there with him at the Washington Press Club interviewing some folks running down the trail of the Von Braun case. And it tied into special forces, it tied into FBI and white supremacists, but I didn't go with the story because it was so shocking I couldn't document it all, and then this weekend it ended up being on C-SPAN at the press club, so we'll get him to talk about that, and he also was predicting that it was a man-made weaponized bird flu / swine flu, and then all these laboratories have come out and said, indeed, it is engineered. And then now it's becoming more and more mainstream news that it's some type of manufactured mutagen that they plan on fear-mongering and hyping up in the fall for forced inoculations. So we're going to talk to him about those two subjects. Von Braun tied him with some type of government black op. I'm not sure about that, but remember the good old boy roundup when the militia infiltrated thousands of FBI and BATF meeting and the South back in 1992, and they were selling inward hunting licenses and burning blacks in effigy and heiling Hitler. A very sick group of people. Not saying the whole BATF and FBI are a bunch of Nazis, but see, they don't just infiltrate and lead the Nazi groups. More often than not, they're actually commanding them with pleasure. So we'll break that down as well. And then Richard Reeves, the last 30 minutes of studio, he does camera work for us sometimes. He also leads some of the groups fighting the entire infrastructure of the roads and water supplies, reservoirs, power plants, infrastructure being handed over to foreign corporations, part of the corporate looting, just like the IMF and World Bank loot third world countries. That's ongoing here. Big battle coming up with the seizure of property for the toll roads. And 10 miles of land on either side of the road, part of the NAFTA Superhighway control grid. So that's coming up in the last 30 minutes of the transmission today. Okay, here is just some of the news that I'll be going over. Troops oust Honduras president. So I did some research on him and found out he is a guy who wanted to decriminalize all drugs and legalize it so that the drug cartels would collapse. And it does turn out that mainstream news is reporting that the troops that ousted him were trained by the CIA and the School of Americas. And so that's just par for the course. You're not going to let the cocaine and heroin flow into the United States? Well, you're going to be picked up and have a gun put to your head, and you're going to be flown out to Costa Rica. If you ever try to come back, you're dead. We're going to ship the drugs in for the American people. Just like that CIA aircraft crash in Mexico last year with 3.5 tons of pure cocaine coming from the source. You never saw that in U.S. news, though it was in Reuters. What? You think that's news? A CIA aircraft registered to actually a plane that takes people for torture. A rendition aircraft crashes with all that pure cocaine. You think that'd be newsworthy, but it's not as newsworthy as Michael Jackson. Just feed you on a steady diet of baloney and petty issues. CIA topples Honduran president, protect drug trade. We'll go over that report coming up. Also, key leaders of Honduran military coup trained in the United States. Another report on that for everybody. We'll let you know what's happening. And Buchanan climate bill is transfer of wealth to world government. We'll go over that. Also, day of reckoning comes for Bernard Madoff. Yes, he acted alone. He stole $50 to $100 billion all by himself. But they're now saying that the forfeiture ruling is more than the $50 billion, $171 billion. Who's getting that money? Who are these shareholders that were getting it? Oh, he acted alone. This is a giant scam. This guy is a front. He's taking the fall like Ken Lay. Remember, he's the founder of the NASDAQ. These are the type of swindlers and crooks that run the inside job casino that is Wall Street and the Chicago Mercantile. It's all their little private cash machine with the plunge protection team manipulating markets, and the insiders know every day if it's going up or if it's going down. And they always burn a few little nobodies to kind of sell the public on the fact that they're out there doing something. But this time they're actually burning a big fish because they got to let at least one or two big guys fall. Oh, there might be a revolution in this country where all your pension funds and teacher retirement funds and police retirement funds went offshore. They're seizing a few million from Madoff of the 170 plus billion. They're not discussing where that's going. Because the government's here to take good care of you. They care about you. Dollar falls most in month as China urges new reserve currency. More drum beating. Of course, they'll run the dollar up and run it back down a few more times. But overall, there's a flight from the dollar by design. Dollar's got to die to have the new global SDR currency, which won't even be a physical currency. You'll still have your regional currencies. North America, South America will be dollarized. Europe, Africa will be under a euro system and then under an Asian currency. Three global currencies pegged and manipulated for the profits of the insider that are engaging in currency speculation. That will all be controlled by the OECD and the Bank of International Settlements, and it will all be accessed and tracked with biometric face scan and thumbprint tied into your new carbon credit ID cards you're already carrying, standardized under a UN treaty in 2000. Everything you do, as Nancy Pelosi said, chronicled, tracked, and traced, all in your slave file. As the New York Times said about the Total Information Awareness Network, every purchase you make, everything you buy, sell, and do, everything you think, every internet visit you make is being chronicled, and they want you as slaves to know about it. That's the pimp game, letting you know you're a complete slave and there's nothing you can do. And if the local newspaper, the San Antonio Current, goes out and tries to take photos of the giant sprawling NSA cybersecurity system, their own director quit saying it's a Pentagon takeover of the internet in America. Mother Jones admitted Obama's taking over the whole web, but he's just a puppet. The Pentagon is. You try to stand on city property or take a photo from your car, they'll pull you over. The NSA, without a warrant, will drag you away. You'll disappear for hours, and they'll steal your cameras. No judge, no jury, no warrant, because they're NORTHCOM. And if they'll grease 1,300,000 Iraqis in the last 6.5 years, they'll grease you. You got it, punk? You're own now. This country is theirs, and they're training your children to turn you in and report on you. They're training you that you live in the Soviet Russia. Washington Post reported somebody's out front just taking photos at a bus stop or photos of a lamp or photos of a building. Everybody takes photos constantly with their phones. I take photos. The police come out, grab you, drag you away, and say, you can't take a photo of a building even if it doesn't say no cameras allowed. It's all, and of course it's no security threat. Of course there's Google Street View and satellites and cameras everywhere and terrorism, most of it's provocateur or staged. It's about letting you know. In England, they made it a terror law. And now if you take a picture of a police car, or cops beating somebody up, they arrest you and charge you with terrorism. It's even happened to me in England. They come over and say it's terrorism to videotape. Steve Watson can't take his girlfriend out for dinner. They line everybody up on major streets and search everyone and put you in terror databases. It's the Soviet Union. They're letting you know, we're the foreign banks, we're going to bankrupt everything and vertically integrate everything into our consolidated control. You're going to do what we say, you're our slave now. We're going to do tyranny right through a corporate control structure. We're going to take over GM and slice it up and give it to Democrats and people that give us cash contributions. Everything is basically Chicago Mafia model, robbing everyone at the behest of foreign banks.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, but since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
We're back live. Thank you for joining us. Let me just go ahead and get into what happened last Friday. Obviously, a lot of you are tuning in to hear what I have to say about that. Up on InfoWars.com, first off, we have a list of the 8 Republicans that voted for it. and the measure passed by 7, so they needed 8 to cross over so that they would have 1 extra. And then, of course, you have the, even if it would have been a tie, they could have had the vice president break that. But the issue is it's going to the Senate, and if there's a tie there, the vice president would break it. But we have the list of 8 Republicans who voted for the carbon tax bill. But it's more than just a carbon tax bill. It was 1,000-plus pages, and then in the early morning hours of last Friday, they introduced 200 and 300 pages for a total of 1,200-plus pages. It was over 1,500 at one time, we now learn, but then they're always pulling some of it out behind the scenes. So it ended up to be close to 1,300 pages, and Congressman Durbin, he read out of it because he didn't get it till 20, 30 minutes before the vote, and then he got a copy of it. We have those videos up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from C-SPAN, and he read through it. And it's exactly what we knew was already in there in the earlier version, but even worse. Not just a carbon tax on cars or a carbon tax on your home or a carbon tax on all plastic or paper or food. It creates boards, federal boards, scores of agencies. Durbin showed a big map of it, that all will have independent power under a blank check to just come out and interpret whatever they want. Kind of like the Wetlands Act. They would use a rain puddle as an excuse to take your property or restrict it or not let you use it or build on it. And then that got beaten in the courts, so now they're back with the Clean Water Restoration Act that says they federalize all water in the United States, above ground, below ground, doesn't even non-navigable waters. That means rainwater. That means tanks, streams, ponds, and then buffer zones on either side, or water below the ground. It's the entire country being federalized. That's racing through the Congress right now. And throughout the week, I'm going to have a bunch of climatologists and experts on to break it down. CBS News reported EPA may have suppressed reports skeptical of global warming. That's right. And again, 37,000 scientists last month sent a letter saying that it was just all complete fraud. The sun drives global warming and cooling, just like the ice caps of Mars were getting small the last decade when the sun was at record output of heat, of different forms of radiation. And then now that the sun is at record cool in the last 100 years of being recorded by the different instruments, that suddenly the ice caps of Mars are exploding and so are our ice caps. I assure you, that giant ball of superheated gas that fires off Coriolis flares thousands of times the size of the Earth every day, I will assure you it's what's heating the planet. Just walk outside right now, it's a summer day, and I assure you that's not your SUV that'll give you a sunburn. That is a beautiful, gorgeous star we're orbiting. I'll assure you that's what's doing everything. Now, there's some vents in the underwater ocean that are putting out superheated water and gases that are, by the way, life-giving. Absolutely, that's another thermal vents. Volcanoes are heating. And the gases do have something to do with it. Thank God we're 14 times lower carbon dioxide, according to ice core samples, than we were just 200,000 years ago. Carbon dioxide, plants grow faster, live longer, or healthier. Every climatologist that also studies archaeology and biology is out there saying that we're oxygen and carbon starved right now. You can just Google that, Earth carbon starved, and you'll see literally hundreds of major university studies. But see, the globalists know that. This is a big sick diversion and distraction off of cross-species genetic engineering and real environmental crises we face. Classic overfishing, toxic waste dumping, deforestation. There are a few things that really are serious issues and are threatening life on this planet. But carbon dioxide isn't one of them. But everything produces carbon. And so if you can tax it, you rule. And the system of feudalism was used to control populations and keep them at a subsistence starvation level. It's total control. It's siege. So you're all being put under siege now by the globalists.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here live. Thank you so much for joining us. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Open phones in the next hour, but not yet. Okay, so that's just some of the news. Buchanan says climate bill is a transfer of wealth to world government. And Zbigniew Brzezinski's daughter starts making jokes about it. But that's what the mainstream news is reporting. In fact, I printed up some more of these headlines, like the one out of Financial Times of London by Gideon Raikman, and now for world government. And he says that we need a world government to carry out the carbon tax. Yes, it's authoritarian, but that's because basically you're too stupid to know what's good for you. That this is being set up. Newsweek, Time Magazine headlines, New World Order. A global financial order to crack the heads of bad nations like the U.S. when it's the very banks that are setting up this new world order, this private corporate dictatorship, this private corporate takeover of our country. They are the ones that engineered this entire financial collapse. But the good news is we've got the 245 co-sponsors sailing towards 290. Bulletproof passage in the House if that continues. And even if they shoot it down, people will say, why can't we audit the Fed? But there's a very important story up on PrisonPlanet.com right now that everybody's got to read. Buchanan, climate bill is transfer of wealth to world government. And why would the elites want a world government? because they get to set up the new rules. They get to rule the new system. The World Trade Organization is a private body. It has more authority over trade than our Congress, because our Congress, through treaty with it, voted away its rights. That's what these agreements are. It's basically treaties. It's illegitimate. It's fraud. The IMF, the World Bank, they take our tax money and then go loan it at 20-30% interest compounded to third world nations that are never intended to pay it off. If they try to pay it off, there's a coup d'etat overthrowing them. The Peruvian leader was just on the news talking about how he tried to pay it off and try to do free market reforms, and they threatened him. This is how they operate. They go, take the money, keep it, but sign away your people to us. And if you say no, you get killed, or you get thrown out, or you get demonized. You try to decriminalize drugs in a third world country where they're shipping it up to the United States, like Honduras, you get overthrown. Because this is the business. You know, not only are narcotics $400 billion a year in the United States, they get to launder that to the banks and then fractionally reserve, loan out on average 10 times those deposits. So what's 10 times $400 billion? What is that, Jaron? 10 times $400 billion. I don't have my calculator. 10 times $400 billion. That's a lot of laundered money, isn't it? See, the bank... No. 10 times $400 billion. $1 trillion. Do it with a calculator. $4 trillion, yes. I'm drinking too much sodium fluoride. None of us can count. So $4 trillion a year. But no wonder they like narcotics trafficking and put it in all those derivatives. Then they put it in derivatives and build the Ponzi schemes on top of other Ponzi schemes and leverage it out to over $1,000 trillion or $1 quadrillion. But how are they going to use all that fiat currency and made-up debt to buy your farm, your ranch, your home? They're going to use carbon taxes. They're going to squeeze you with taxes so much that basically everybody goes bankrupt in waves, and they consolidate it all to your feudal slaves. They don't like you being uppity. They don't like you having a nice house or nice car. They want to control you. But here's Pat Buchanan telling it like it is with Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC, her daddy, one of the grand architects of this at the Trilateral Commission. Let's go ahead and roll it. Here it is.
Live from Washington by MSNBC political analyst Pat Buchanan. So with another good morning, Pat, we've got the president calling this new climate bill a jobs bill because he says it's going to create clean energy jobs. You have House Minority Leader John Boehner saying it's a tax bill. Why doesn't anyone want to call it a climate bill?
Well, because the science is suggesting that maybe all of this isn't really happening, or it's not really dangerous, or it's not really man-made. Barack Obama, the president, was right when he said we shouldn't be afraid of the future. That is how this bill got passed, through fear. We're all going to change. The climate's going to change. The oceans are going to rise. Our cities are going to be underwater. But more and more science is coming forward to say this is a hoax and a scam, which is designed to transfer wealth and power from the private sector to the government sector, and from the government of the United States to a world government, which is what we're going to get in Copenhagen when we get the Kyoto 2 agreement.
Okay, here come the emails. Anyway, Pat, you know, when the bill passed, Republicans broke into a sort of sarcastic kind of applause because they think the vote's going to be unpopular with Americans. Are they right?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. You shouldn't applaud because it could go through, but they're certainly right on this. It is a tax bill. It is going to raise the price of energy, electricity, lighting, everything you do in your home, heating. It's going to raise the price of that, the cost of that. It's going to hammer the middle class and the working class, especially for a danger
All right.
We don't even know for sure.
All right. You can find out more. Watch the rest of that clip at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. In the article that Paul Watson wrote about it, Buchanan, climate bill is transfer of wealth to world government. It has been openly announced in literally, it's got to be over 1,000 articles. I mean, some weeks I might see 200 articles in the Financial Times, BBC, New York Times, saying that the climate money will be, a percentage of it will be paid internationally to the new Bank of the World that we will pay our carbon taxes to. And it looks like right now that Bank of the World is going to be built around the IMF. So Buchanan is just stating something that is all over the news. I just read you one of the headlines out of the Financial Times of London, which, by the way, is owned by a Bilderberg Group member. Throwing it in your face, saying it's a good idea. But when Buchanan says it's a bad idea, oh, it's kooky. We got to laugh at it. I have the Wall Street Journal article here in my hands. I'll show it to you when we go live on TV later from Monday, June 15th. It's time to cool off the planet. Cutting greenhouse gases is no longer enough. The deal with global warming, says the scientist. He argues that we also have to do something more direct and risky. And look, chemtrails. I've been covering this for over a decade. There's a Nobel Prize winner for it. They say they're going to fly around with aircraft, mix it in with the jet fuel, have it dispersed, spray out aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and manipulate the atmosphere. The climatologists, meteorologists, and scientists we've had on have reported that the chemtrailing they're witnessing on a planetary scale will actually heat the planet. Now, we knew this was going on. They said we were kooks and it didn't exist. And then suddenly the last 3 months, Obama comes out and says we may have to spray the atmosphere to cool the Earth and to make sun rays bounce back into space. And then meanwhile, you can go look at all the university studies. They don't call it chemtrails. They call it high-altitude aerosol spraying, passive aerosol spraying, Department of Energy. They're all up there calling it testing. And Obama's like, yes, we're testing manipulating the atmosphere. No, they're not. They're already doing it. So I think more and more, it's clear, they are going to cause massive weather problems with the weather control they've had. I've had Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, meteorologist, head of the Stanford Research Laboratory for the Navy, over the Naval War Laboratory. I saw it was declassified 4 years ago, got him on. And he talked about how in the 1960s, the Stanford Research Institute certified they could create hurricanes, kill hurricanes, accelerate hurricanes, steer hurricanes. And then now Congress has a bill to create a weather control bureau. Folks, they're already manipulating the weather. They're spraying aluminum dioxide and barium salts. We've even got local news reports that have tested it, confirming it. You can see it on satellite where whole areas of the country are blacked out by this. NASA reports the Earth's 20% darker. And then now that we're exposing this, they come out in the news, in the AP, Reuters, Wall Street Journal, and say, oh, yeah, we're getting ready to do this. We've just been testing it. But that's classified. The chemtrails are real. And they're toxic. Jet trails until the mid-90s disappeared in minutes or seconds. Now many of them hang there for hours. They're spraying us in plain view. They're terraforming, and we don't know what they're trying to do to the atmosphere, but the climatologists and top experts we interview say that it appears that in some areas they're blocking weather systems that are bringing rain. In other areas, they're intensifying rain. They are trying to heat the earth up the way these are being dispersed. It actually goes through the clouds, the man-made nuclei they're putting out, and then bounces back up and is contained. So they're spraying greenhouse particulate, and then why are they trying to heat the earth? Are we going into an ice age? And then the sick joke with them as they terraform to try to heat us up is that greenhouse gas is bad? I don't know, folks. I don't know, but there's this whole shadow government, this whole black op admits they're doing this. We start exposing it. Anne Heche, we've talked to their office with the film Toxic Sky, she's going to be on soon. It's a film already aired in Australia, going to be airing here soon. You know, Hollywood movies are coming out about it called Toxic Sky. So what do they do? Oh, yeah, we've been doing some tests to spray you to save you from global warming. And then the evidence is they're manipulating the weather because we know they had this back in the 50s and 60s. Ben Livingston in Vietnam led squadrons. He was in World War II. What an amazing individual. He was the first guy to fly into hurricanes and typhoons. He did that in prop planes. You know, the hurricane hunters, he's it, an icon. After we interviewed him, it was in Fox News, CNN, everywhere. But then suddenly, I called him back to come back on. He said, I can't talk to you anymore. And I said, why? Because you run a company that's doing government work already in weather manipulation? He said, I can't talk to you. He's got to be 90-something years old. What an incredible World War II vet that guy is. Led squadrons in Vietnam. He could take a tiny cloud and turn it into 10 feet of rain on the North Vietnamese, on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Oh, but they could do that in Vietnam. But they're not doing anything now. It's normal to have 2,000 feet above my office giant jet trails that sit there for an hour and turn into huge cloud banks. Yeah, that's normal. No, they're mixing it in with the jet fuel. It perfectly compartmentalized, just like they stick sodium fluoride in the water. Gives you dental fluorosis, bone cancer, and people are just like, well, what are you going to do? The government just does it. in your face. World government with a bunch of eugenics sickos attacking each and every one of us in our face. Jaron's out there talking to one of the biggest newspapers in the United States. And I just hope these are good quotes when this article comes out, Jaron. I know she's a nice lady, has a very nice demeanor, seems to be good-natured, but you never know with these people. After all, she was sent here by Sauron. Sauron of media. I'm just joking around. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to have a good attitude. I was overwrought with anger Friday. I normally eat dinner with my family and hang out for at least a few hours and play my son at chess and, you know, spray the water hose in the backyard and we get on the slip and slide. But I had a laptop with me in the backyard at dinner table watching the vote. And I saw Pelosi right before the vote come up was just satisfied, like she was a pig and you know what. And just with relish saying, I know a lot of you don't like this, but we're going to do it. We're going forward with jobs. Yeah, just like NAFTA and GATT. How'd that do for your jobs, folks? And the Rust Belt now spanning the entire country. And wicked Lloyd Doggett from right here in Texas got up and said, I don't care. I'm getting a bunch of calls against it. I'm going to do it. Because these control freaks are going to shut the middle class down. And by the way, I keep explaining it. This is it. They're moving on everything. They're going to pass the total amnesty bill, and Obama's crowing that he's going to do it. So that thing, to totally legalize the 20-plus million illegal aliens, it isn't 14 million, allow felons to sign a waiver so they can stay. I'm not kidding. Just like illegal aliens, they won't arrest them when they pull them over at checkpoints, drunk or without insurance, but citizens get arrested on record. They're allowed to get the stimulus money without ID, but citizens have to. Illegal aliens are building the little tinker toy border fence. It's insane. They're going to do that. They're going to pass the water takeover bill. They're going to pass the Federal Reserve banker takeover bill. The Senate's going to pass the climate bill, all 1,300 pages of it, where it says blank check to do whatever they want with these bureaucrats. Home inspections, just hell is being released. Animal ID is going to pass. Premises ID for waiving all your rights. $2,000 a day fines if a chicken dies and you don't tell the government. You got to have expensive computers, $20 tags per chicken when the chicken's worth $5. SWAT teams raiding Amish selling milk and cheese. SWAT teams raiding people selling eggs on the side of the road. SWAT teams raiding people selling firewood. Nothing but giant federal bureaucracies spilling out like the black plague of satanic locust chewing the flesh off the body of this country right down to the bones, gnawing it right down to ashes. The entire economy is being converted right now. The entire economy is being converted to a planned control economy with a fascist system sitting above a social system. They socialize all the wealth, create global corporations that have government contracts, and you work for the corporations of the government, and that's the only jobs there are, and everybody else is fed into the prison system. We're already the most imprisoned country in the world. We're already the most dumbed-down, lowest IQ. Not just education, our IQ is one of the lowest in the world now. The only other regions are areas in India and China where people from malnutrition didn't have good brain development. It's the fluoride, the mercury. We are literally lobotomized, chemical lobotomized zombies now who watch on average 4 hours of TV a day. We don't communicate with each other anymore. We don't have neighborhood friends. We don't go out on the front porch and barbecue. We don't know our neighbors. We don't play volleyball in the backyard anymore. We sit there watching glowing televisions and watch shows like Friends, and they become our friends. People are spending and paying thousands of dollars with these different simulated reality games to buy a Ferrari. And they imagine they have a Ferrari in make-believe internet land as we're sucked in and integrated into the Matrix. Meanwhile, there's a giant terraforming project going on. The universities all admit it. Hidden in plain view, they have high school textbooks saying the government's spraying to give you sunscreen from the sun. in government textbooks for high school students. But then you talk about it and they go, you're crazy. Oh, but here's the Wall Street Journal. We need to spray. We need to spray to save the earth. Just a whole cover section brainwashing the public. Hey, why didn't this do a report about how they're already doing it? And what the hell are they doing? Since 1947, the narcotic-running OSS turned into the CIA, founded by the Yale Skull and Bones criminals. All these punk, Ivy League, Eddie Haskell-type individuals can do whatever they want. White slavery, drugs, weapons, they can traffic, they're above the law, they got get-out-of-jail-free cards, and now these Eddie Haskell smart-mouth punks that think they're better than all us are going to butcher the whole economy and micromanage and selectively shut down every corporation and business that they don't like with white-glove carbon inspections. You know what a white-glove inspection is? It's when in the Marine Corps or at military academies, they come in with a glove, and if they find any dirt in the barracks, you all run till you barf your guts out.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the bailout group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the bailout group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the bailout group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The bailout group.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you to cry. Brother, brother, there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. I wanted to tell you about some of the other news that's coming up after these other guests leave us that are coming up for 30 minutes in the next hour. And also want to add that we're going to be simulcasting live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We got Wayne Madsen coming up in the third hour to talk about swine flu being manufactured by a lab that's now been basically confirmed by mainstream media. We've got Richard Reeves in studio getting into the massive NAFTA superhighway toll roads and that fight heating back up again in Texas. You know, they always say, oh, we're canceling that, or it doesn't exist. And then, oh, well, now we're canceling it. They're not canceling any of it. So we've got to continue to keep the heat on these criminals. But each step, they become more and more discredited, more and more exposed. So we'll be going over that coming up, and I'll break down more of what's happening with the global warming carbon tax. And we'll take your calls in the next hour at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Before I go any further and end this hour, I do want to encourage listeners. Obama's approval ratings are starting to plunge, and a lot of the Obama zombies, just like Bush zombies, that wouldn't listen at first are starting to realize that he's a liar. And later I've got some video clips of him saying that he would never raise taxes on people that make under $250,000 a year. Now he had Axelrod on national news saying, well, we may have to now. He also said he wouldn't do signing statements. He just did this with a $100-plus billion defense supplement bill. So I want to go over that. But that's what the Obama deception covers, that everything he says is a lie. It's like he said, I want to be friends with you, Iran. And then he launched destabilization campaigns and triggered that operation that's now been confirmed to be a CIA/MI6 op. I mean, the White House admits it's official CIA policy. And then they get on TV and lie and say it isn't, thinking you're a bunch of idiots. That's how much they just absolutely detest you and have nothing but contempt for you. It's the pimp game. I mean, it's more and more I realize it is the pimp game. Google the pimp game. And just find me some text about the pimp game. I want to explain how the pimp game works for people. Tyranny gets a facelift. The Obama deception is a hard-hitting film that completely destroys the myth that Barack Obama is working for the best interest of the American people. The Obama phenomenon is a hoax, a carefully crafted hoax, by the captains of the New World Order. He is being pushed as savior in an attempt to con the American people into accepting global slavery. We have reached a critical juncture in the New World Order plans. It's not about left and right. It's about one world government. The international banks plan to loot the people of the United States and turn them into slaves on a global plantation. Covered in this film, who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and what his real agenda is. If you want to know the facts and cut through all the hype, this is the film for you. And if you watch the film, you will learn how Obama is continuing the process of transforming America into something that resembles Nazi Germany with forced national service, domestic civilian spies, warrantless wiretaps, the destruction of the Second Amendment, FEMA camps, and martial law. Obama's handlers are openly announcing the creation of a new Bank of the World that will dominate every nation on Earth through carbon taxes and military force. International banks purposely engineered the world financial meltdown to bankrupt the nations of the planet and bring in world government. Obama plans to loot the middle class, destroy pensions, and federalize the states so the population is completely dependent on the central government. And it goes on and on. Get it at InfoWars.com or watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv or call toll free to get the Obama deception at 888-253-3139 or watch it for free on YouTube and Google. Whatever you do, get it out to everybody.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.